Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Frank Sinatra.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not entertained. I don't think it's great. It's also not singing.
Why do you say that? He's singing.
He's not singing.
Okay, sing like him.
Da 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 da. Really, man?
It's like, no, but what about?
I did it my way. I guess he kind of sings that one, but most of it is like, I'm walking into the, there's ladies at the bar, ba da da ba, man, bring me a drink, la la la. And you're like, that's not really singing, man. Man, man, man. There's ladies at the bar. Great, man.
Yeah.
That's, what is that? That's Wank Sinatra.
Nice. That's really good.
Yeah. By, who is that? Flo something. I can't see. Yeah, really good song.
Yeah, I like it.
Sinatra's terrible.
Terrible.
Yeah.
And it's a very... It's too overexposed too. Like, I feel like you hear Sinatra in very corporate environments too.
By that Sigflo.
You know, like when you go to a bar Stux, it's like a corporate approved type of music.
Yeah.
I think because it's been around for so long.
I also feel like it's fake nostalgia.
Right,
like
right.
The guy that tried, he's like, I love that
Sinatra
throwback feel.
Yeah. Right, but it's been so overused that it's not even authentic anymore. Because they'll play Frank Sinatra, you know, at the McDonald's,
yeah,
or whatever, and you're like, "Well, this isn't cool."
Yeah, I know.
You know, what I'm saying. Feel me? What I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm talking about.
You usually hear Sinatra in like yuppie places, like our Crate and Barrel or Sur La Table, mm-hmm, or Williams and Sonoma. Like when you're buying your $100 pots and pans.
Yeah, people like to force that.
Yeah.
That feel.
But it's good that bad at the bar.
I think maybe actually I just realized that's my issue with it, is that I feel like the person, people act like they're into that whole thing.
Right.
Like when you meet somebody authentically playing Sinatra at their house, like that's what they relax to.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, it's all about the authenticity. Is what
right.
My point.
Like a 70-year-old guy
yeah,
likes Sinatra. Like my dad, yeah,
and
my like, dad does right, likes Frank Sinatra.
Like it doesn't feel, but it feels like it's fake,
right?
Like love for it.
I think you're right. I think you're. I think it's a manufactured.
Yeah.
You're right. A fake nostalgia.
And at that point, it's not neat, and it's not cool, and it's not raw.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. The fuck is she doing?
Schnitzel.
Looking for food. She just went behind it all the way around.
I'm surprised she got up on the couch. She hasn't.
Well, maybe she's lost a few pounds.
She has, because I've been cutting her kibble.
What's she doing, man?
She's looking for things to get into.
Yeah.
I cut her kibble intake, so she still eats the table scraps to fall. But it's only been like a week of doing that, and she's already dropped some LBs, it looks like.
Oh, for my audio people, I get a lot of people that, you know, ask questions and make suggestions about. So I have an update on this computer.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Should we do the show with two pooters? Oh, you want to open the show?
Well,
first?
I was wondering if we should watch the Evie Mike guy, because this discussion you're about to get into sounds about as interesting.
I don't know. I don't have him queued up.
What I'm saying, this sounds like a real boring. Are you going to get real technical on this?
No. Well, it's a little technical, but I think we have a lot of people that have written in about it. You know?
Oh, okay. So.
So we do the show with two computers.
Right.
Like this basically becomes the video computer, the one I'm sitting in front of, and it's like a backup audio thing. But the majority of the audio stuff plays from the second computer,
mm-hmm,
right? So that one, for the second time, got butt-fucked, stopped working. I took it in. They have already replaced a logic board on it, and I go, "What?
She just did a code on it. She reset the PRAM. And then
the PRAM.
Yeah. Then I bring it back here, plug it in.
Mm.
Not the same issue, but not playing. So now I think it's actually the jack that I plugged in there. So
that's what I was saying to you.
I'm going to get new cables.
It's the plugging and unplugging. Maybe it's the cable and plug because you're messing with it.
And then somebody
interesting
also,
how I kind of answered it.
Yeah, you kind of solved it. I think that there's also a there's a software that somebody told me to download to streamline this more. So I'm going to try that too. But we still don't have it today because today I couldn't hook it up.
Okay.
Still an issue with it. Kind of, it just fucking, it's so annoying.
It is annoying. It sucks because we do our show off of that and all of our drops are on there.
Yeah, so I had to transfer some. It's like, and then I have that version of the show open that doesn't sound the same for whatever reason. Doesn't sound the same on this computer. I don't understand that at all. Doesn't work.
It sucks.
Yeah. So weird. So weird.
We're just going to have to
power through.
Glass it through.
Glass through. All right. Should we open the show? Properly?
Should I put on my leather mask or my vinyl mask?
Let's fucking do this shit, man.
The penis is being averted out from its shaft there, from the covering. With the tension of pulling on the tail, those muscles are actually being squeezed out into pushing out the penis.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura,
and Christina Pajitson.
Welcome to your mom's house.
I can't even hear it. So
I know it's
so
terrible.
It's like distorted, and it's all funky sounding. I have no idea.
It's a real lo-fi version. I don't get it.
I don't get it, man. Anyways, that's the way it goes. Sometimes abroad will not take your offer, but so you hang with the fellas right. And you have a drink or six. La da da pop 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 pop. I'm the most popular singer of the 20th century. Ba da 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 pop pop.
There right. You go. And it also harkens back to a time, like, isn't that the 50s? Isn't that a time of like total sexism, racism, when the white man, still does dominate, but like when Whitey really fucking let you know that he was in charge.
They had a real special black with them, you know?
They had one, right. Yeah, they're allowed
like,
one.
They're like, you are cool.
And he, right, he was black and he was Jew. So he met both quotas.
Black Jew.
And then they're like, the rest of us are white.
They're like, we're not racist. Fucking Sammy's here all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. But ironically, that time in Vegas is where those guys were performing. That's back when Vegas was about, it was Sodom and Gomorrah. It was, you know, hookers and drugs and
it's really changed.
Boozing.
It's really nice now.
Yeah.
It's getting so crazy. Like Nevada now has, I think they passed recreational marijuana. Not like that you couldn't find it before, but imagine to add that into the mix. Like now weed is legal. You can walk on the streets with open beverages.
Great.
The Raiders are probably going to be moving there.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
That's chaos. You should not have the Raiders there.
Of course. But it's also perfect.
No.
It's perfect.
It is
no
perfect.
Better town to have the Raiders.
That is where they should be.
Yeah.
Just it's chaos.
Amazing.
There's just going to be people shooting guns in the air like, we want.
Totally nuts. By the way, thanks to everybody that came out. Huntington, Long Island, Montclair, New Jersey, and Atlantic City. Another
Atlantic Shitty, isn't it?
Atlantic Shitty.
Fart Atlantic Shitty.
Three really fun shows. My parents came to Atlantic Shitty show.
I know, because your dad called this morning, and he never asks to speak to me directly, but you handed me the phone, and I got really excited.
He was demanding it. He was really demanding it.
And I got super pumped, because I was like, we're going to do some brown talk, I mean, the dog and I.
Yeah.
And what he does, and he does this every time, is he just talks about how proud he is of you and how much he loves you. He's like, you know, Christina, I'm so proud of Tommy.
He's just such a great kid.
It's such a great.
Oh my god!
And he just talks about how proud he is of your, of how well you did at the show and your performance and your routine. And then
I've noticed lately, God, nothing makes me like start to cringe more than after he goes, hey, you know, I watch the crowd. Okay. I watch them and, I think you know, you talk about things that they also can relate to.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
It's called
comedy. That's what we all do, I think, up there.
Because if you don't, people don't laugh. Right. You got to hit a common ground.
But you have, I don't know, you know, it's really neat.
You know, can I tell you what he said to me? That was the best, too, Gene. Yeah. He goes, audience was really excited to see him, like really excited. And this girl next to me was just dying everything Tommy was saying, and just really laughing. And I was so tempted to tell her, that's my son. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the show, I leaned over and I said, that's my son.
Yeah.
And she really, you know, flipped out.
Yeah. I told her, he was telling me that. He was like, I said to somebody, that's my son. And then the guy goes, top dog. And I go, that's me. Yeah. He goes, I couldn't help myself, Tommy. And my mom was like, don't, please. And she told me, she was like, I said, please don't, please. Please don't, please.
So, now, your mom, you said, has been having a better time at your shows lately because you've been?
Encouraging, actually demanding that she drink before the shows.
Right.
So that has been a huge, huge help. I tell my dad, give her two, because she really can't handle her alcohol.
Yeah, it's the best.
So I go, give her two, and make sure that, you know, she's good and sauced. It works so well. Yeah. First of all, she gets lightheaded and loose.
Yeah.
She doesn't even remember what the show's about.
The best. Like, well, then she can't criticize or critique or
not
tell
even
her what
that.
She doesn't like.
I'm not worried about that. I just don't want her to like really internalize anything. Really, you know what I mean? Like, she just at this point she feels like, so because she'll if she's sober, she'd be like, that thing was kind of, you know, that wasn't very nice to say that.
Yeah.
At this point, my dad was like, you know, that was true. And that my mom goes, what? He's like, that whole story he told about me. What story? Like, didn't even...
amnesia.
None of it? Yeah, none of it. None of
I love
it. Went over. So I was like, this is the only way she's allowed to come to these shows.
Yeah. Well, we instituted this policy when she came to visit last time.
Yeah.
She came in and we immediately gave her a drink. And it ended up being the best time we ever had with your folks. Because every time she'd come over, I'd be like, Charles, you want your Pinot Gris? You want your Pinot Gris? No, I cannot. And then I would just pour for her. Remember, you would like tell me, like, just pour it for her and pour her a big one.
Yeah.
Because she'll never take a second pour.
Yeah.
So I was giving her like, you know, tall boys of Pinot Grigio. And it was fantastic for us. Like, remember, they were down on the floor with Ellis laughing.
It was great.
Fighting for his affection. It was the best time. Yeah. Alcohol is the best.
Oh, like, this is the other thing I want to tell you.
Oh.
The last time she went to the live show.
Yeah.
She drank. She goes, you know what I have to tell you? That I love the show. He says, no more, you don't do the F anymore. And you don't say you're masturbating. And my dad looked at me like, what are you talking about? He talked about that for like 15 minutes.
Right, what show are you at?
But then we realized it was the
sauce.
The sauce.
You know, alcohol and drugs.
I'm broad.
Yeah.
Are great for some people's personality.
Yeah.
Like, my father is off the booze now.
Yeah.
And he's a miserable cunt.
Right.
And I don't like him over because he's not fun. And my dad's so much better when he's drinking.
Yeah. Some people are like that. I have friends too that are, I mean, you obviously, you know, everyone knows this. Some people, it's fucking toxic to the point where you see that second drink go down someone's hatch and
you're
like,
oh, here it comes.
Get out of here. Yeah. I had friends like that even in high school.
Yeah.
That I recognized, like, once this dude has three beers, he headbutts people.
Right.
And then there's people who just are fun all the time. Like, Bert's a great example.
Exemplary drinker.
Yeah.
Bert Kreisler.
Yeah.
The unfortunate problem is that he's great when he's drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
And
not even drunk, just drinking.
Yeah. You don't even know that he's drunk.
No, you don't know.
Like, he's so fun.
Yeah, he's a fun guy.
And my dad, the same thing, like a party drunk. Like, he's actually kind of a fun dude.
Yeah. I'm sure.
And he's had a few in him. He used to crank up the ABBA in the house and dance and like
Hendrix.
Oh, Hendrix, that was on the darker days.
Oh, okay.
That's when he was
turn the lights off.
Yeah, I'd come home from like high school. I was like 15. I'd come home at night from like hanging out with my friends, and he'd be sitting in the dark listening to Hendrix.
By the way, how loud was he listening to it?
So loud that I was like, oh my God, did somebody break in and turn up our stereo? Like, I would walk in and it'd be like blaring. And he would also have the television on muted, which makes me crazy personally. Like, if something's on and I can't understand what's happening, I can't do it. And he would just mute the TV and then listen to Hendrix and just sit in the fucking dark and like get weird. I was like, cool, this is normal, right? This is a functional family.
That's just how he used to get down. That was his unwinding, right?
Yeah, that was a weekend. That wasn't a weekday. That was like a Friday night kind of wind down.
But that's the end of the night.
Definitely. That was like midnight. I'm rolling in. And
I remember he was into that Marley mix too, you know?
I'm sorry? The Bob Marley mix? Was
some,
he?
Yeah, there was some song that he played.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is...
You know, he likes that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what really made me laugh that he used to do with my ex-stepmom is she fucking hated German Christmas music. And my dad would play this one CD that we had.
Yeah.
And there was one song, Hi G Boom Bye G. And she would fucking, she would never get mad. But when Hi G Boom Bye G came
would
on.
Play it just to irritate her?
Of course.
Okay, yeah.
That was the whole fun is that dad would look at me because he had had a few in him. And he was like, you ready for the Christmas music? And I was like, yes, because I knew that she was going to get fucking
Why
pissed.
Did she hate it so much?
She would say, no, I hate this song.
Like
it's stupid. Again, like folks. She hated folks.
Or like you with Red Red Wine.
I hate Red Red Wine, but you don't play it to agitate me like on Christmas.
No, but I mean, it's not a bad idea. I'm not going to not start doing that.
That's terrible.
With the boy.
That's terrible. Like,
oh, put on River. Wants the mom get mad?
Yeah, that's the fun part is pissing mom off.
Like,
what's your red song? I'm trying to think your, makes you see fucking.
I definitely have some. It's just I can't really access what it is right now, you know?
You know, but you don't get as angry on arbitrary shit like I do.
Mm.
No, you get angry at people. Like, incompetence makes you angry.
Yeah,
I get mad at like irrational, like songs make me angry.
Yeah, I'd say I'm healthier.
I don't know what that's about. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say the diagnosis.
Probably.
Is,
yeah.
Tom wins.
Well, definitely. One of us had a dad that drank in the dark. Yeah. I'd say
I'm
so.
The psychology champ.
Definitely. You're definitely the mental health champ of the both of us. I work a lot harder to stay oof, normal.
Yeah, I heard that one before.
Yeah.
That's a funny one, actually.
Yeah.
Really kind of, that's a funny one.
Yeah. There you go. My dad.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, they're so sweet. They're going to come back and visit soon. I can't wait.
So I had my dad and my mom when I married my mom. I
asked him, will you ever date your mom?
I married her.
That's so true.
This weekend.
That's so true.
Yeah.
You married her this weekend in Atlantic City?
I did. I married my mom the other day.
What was the ceremony like?
Oh, it was real nice. In Atlantic City? Yeah. We did it right there at the Borgata.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was fun. It was actually really fun.
You had a good time hanging with her.
I hung out. She's the slot champs.
She's in the sluts, loose
she's
sluts.
She's in the loose sluts, but she's not real good at it. So that's kind of real funny.
That's hilarious.
And the best thing is she's somebody who really sucks at it. Like is a perennial loser, but has all the advice for you. So I always like the whole time I'm with her, she's like, this machine doesn't pay. This machine pays. And so you go like, okay, and you sit at her machine and then you're betting too much. I'm like, uh-huh. Like everything she says, I keep telling her, I go, whatever your instincts tell you, do the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah.
You go, you're the fucking cooler. Like you just kill a room. You know?
Well, I mean, is there such a thing as a strategy for slots?
Well, I don't know if there, I mean, probably not, but there is there. I do know this just from somebody I know who has, I'm sure he's lost a lot of money, but I know that won a lot of money as well. I mean, I believe you get into your range and you max bet. There's no point in minimizing the bets on those things. If you do hit something, the
what's
payout
the
is if you bet more. So get on a fucking penny machine, max it. She's like, don't bet so much. I'm like,
Which, what's the max bet on a penny?
Well, I mean, some of them, it might be like a dollar a spin. If you go to like the, you know, or you can do $3 or $5, or you can go to the high limit slots and bet $50 a spin. But I just don't see the point. I'm like, you never win and your betting strategy never works. So try the one I'm telling you. No.
No.
Yeah.
Shouldn't listen to you.
Of course not. But I still had fun watching her. Yeah. And then if she would hit something, it would go like ding, 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 ding. And it would go like, you know, pay out like $1.50. Look at you. You're fucking killing it.
And do you get paid in pennies? Does it come out in pennies?
No, it just adds up in, you know, it doesn't pay. It doesn't. Pennies don't drop.
Right.
It just adds to your bank. So it would hit and it'd be like 70 cents. And be like, look at you. You're fucking killing
it. Whoa. She's like, well, shut up. I can see the logic. I mean, if you're not in it for the money, just the excitement of the win.
Yeah, that is it. She gets a rush, but she's always complaining that she never gets like never wins any real money. Like, because you're not betting real money.
Yeah, you gotta take the risks.
Yeah,
you gotta pony up.
Yeah, she won't do it.
No,
she's like, no, that's too much.
Maybe it's good that she's not into aggressive gambling.
She fucking, she's so bad at it.
Yeah,
she's so bad. She
never. But your mom's good at bridge.
Yeah. Well, there's no real, like, you are lucking out on a machine.
Yeah, there's no strategy.
You're just pressing a button.
Yeah.
But I just think that, like, whenever she thinks it's time, I go, whenever your body tells you, get up from this machine and move, right. Stay.
Stop, yeah.
Yeah. And whenever your body says, go to that machine, walk away. In other words, stop trusting yourself.
Yeah.
You're bad at this.
Yeah, it's like when my mother used to give me advice.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, okay, I'll just do the opposite of what you said, because I know you're fucking crazy.
Do the opposite of what you think is the best advice.
And I literally would. Yeah. And then my life was super happy. Yeah. She told me not to marry you. She was like, you should get back together with your lawyer ex-boyfriend. I was like, oh, that means I got to marry Tom.
Yeah.
Tom's definitely the winner.
Yeah.
And see?
Worked out.
Yeah. She didn't like you at all.
She didn't, yeah.
Didn't know you, though. She's crazy. She heard voices telling her that you were, you didn't like her.
Really?
Swear to God, yeah. She heard voices. But no,
sometimes you got to trust those voices.
She did.
Sometimes you do.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless, when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Where's that? I'm trying to find the
whale dicks.
No, whale dicks is right here. I was trying to find something else. But okay, we can get into whale dicks.
I love this clip. I was just so taken with this.
I remember now. Okay.
What is it, Gene?
No, I remember what I was looking for.
Go ahead, Gene. Yeah,
this lady here is our whale.
Look at the penis. It's coming out.
I guess this massive whale.
Yeah.
Is beached.
Yeah. It's so enormous. It's so cool. It's
so huge. And she is an expert. And then there's a forklift? I mean, a
tractor?
Yeah.
But
this thing is so massive that, you know, there's a team of people on the beach, and she's the scientist, obviously. She's the one that knows about the specimen. And then, you know, they stumble on
the
penis.
Can you see the penis is being averted out from its shaft there, from the covering? Uh-huh. With the tension of pulling on the tail, those muscles are actually being squeezed out into pushing out the penis.
It's so big.
Can you hold for a second so I can show the penis?
Yeah, yeah. Guys, don't pull anymore until I tell you, because we're just looking at something.
He doesn't say what.
Yeah, it was something. Do you know what
that is massive.
Oh, I love
it
about
massive.
Her.
Look at this. Look at this.
I know. It's bananas.
This is the sheath holding the penis.
Ooh.
And this.
Look at these guys.
All right.
Is it locked?
I didn't cut it off, guys. Come on.
Do you know what I love about her?
Huh.
Is that everybody's like, I'm a nerd. I play video games. I'm a nerd. Like, yeah. No. That's a real nerd.
Yeah, she's a real nerd.
But she, like, it's awesome.
In a great, yeah.
But that's a fucking nerd. Not Pharrell or whoever cool rapper.
Right.
A black guy with glasses isn't a fucking nerd. That's a nerd.
Well,
and a sweater. Well, I'm such a nerd.
I know.
I am a girl who plays video games. Okay.
I've read two books. I'm a nerd.
Right.
Yeah, no. This lady knows everything about whales.
Yeah.
Everything.
Her life is whale cocks.
Yeah. I don't know about just the cocks.
She just loves licking them, holding them, sucking them.
No.
Putting them on her face, the semen on her face.
I love whale cum.
She loves
this. This is a whale's penis.
Oh, my life.
This is only part of it. Notice, by the way, that there's no bone in this penis. It's completely flexible.
Oh, whoa.
To give you an idea of the size of this cock, it's sitting on her lap as she's bent down.
Yeah.
And like she's holding basically, I don't know, not even half of it with one hand, and then flapping open-handed the end of it, flapping it around. It's like a fire hose, but I mean, like they've already engorged it. It's actually bigger than that, you know?
Yeah.
It actually looks like a safety cone painted black.
Or like a black person's leg. Doesn't it look like a leg?
No.
Yeah.
No. I think the safety cone was a better. Like, imagine a 6-foot.
Oh, a safety cone, but a black one.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a black person's leg.
It's actually probably the most amazing penis in the animal world.
I love her so much.
Yeah. Now, here's why.
Probably.
And she makes a really good point of why it's the most amazing penis.
Yeah.
It's because they can't stop to mount.
Oh, right.
Because this penis is prehensile. And when you're a whale, you can't grab another whale with your flippers and hug it and make love to it. And you don't really have very good hips, so you can't really do that motion. So you gotta reach the female any way you can, and this is what they use. A penis that's completely flexible, that can penetrate from almost any position.
Wow.
It's so crazy.
It is an amazing piece.
She's right. They can't hug. They can't thrust. Like, how do dolphins fuck?
We should try it. We should try this approach.
What's that approach, babe?
Just, like, no mounting, no thrusting.
And then what do we do?
I don't know. We just have to experiment. It's just science. Jesus, don't you like science?
So, whales don't have a favorite position. You know, like, there's no such thing as missionary position. All the whales are one of the few animals that do mate belly to belly like primates. But it's because of this ultra humongous penis that they can actually even have babies.
I love her so much.
Oh man, that thing is.
Don't you love chicks like this?
Yeah, she's cool, man.
She's like so into it. She's like the only person that knows this much about this whale's penis.
Yeah, she knows everything.
Super stoked about it.
Back to about here. So that's really the
lesson. Damn.
Joy, I know you love the penis. But we have to stop. We have got to get this whale off the beach. Are you finished at the nose end?
Yes.
Okay, all right. You steamed up. You got so hot and done with playing with the penis. Look at the state of you. You're unbelievable.
Cute. Yeah,
that's cute, right?
That's their little comedy.
Yeah.
He had to go in and, you know, shuck.
Look at the penis. It's coming out.
Yeah.
God, that is massive.
It is massive.
It is massive.
It is massive.
I like the workers laughing. That's my favorite. They're like, ah.
We don't change from fifth grade on. We don't change.
Of course, you shouldn't.
Look at that big old dick. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's never not something you laugh at.
No. Fuck, man. A dick?
Of course.
Especially because she's super stoked about seeing a whale dick.
If my dad was on that beach right then, 100% would lose it.
Of course.
I love it.
7 years old. Love it.
Gluten-free lap dances.
I love those jokes. Oh, my God, little bod jokes.
Crazy. You mentioned, so I figured I would,
I have cum all over my face.
I have cum all over my face.
I have cum all over my face.
We played this lady last week.
That same guy will never even touch his own cum or taste his own cum. I've seen this happen so many times with guys.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You posted...
No, it was the Instagram teaser. That's the weekly teaser.
So here's the thing. I think we should go on strike against cum. A cum strike.
Somebody... I noticed that you noticed it.
Right.
That somebody was like, hey, is that... And they actually tagged this woman. Do you know her name?
Oh, I can find it.
Yeah.
Hold on.
So... God, it's always weird when you play like a video like this.
Yeah.
And then you talk a lot of shit.
Yeah, and you're a total asshole, you mean?
And then it's like, oh, it's a real person.
Yeah, I hate that. I fucking hate that. And I've always feel horrible. And I'm like, oh,
I know.
Jeez, we shouldn't have been such
fucking
dicks.
But I didn't realize
dicks.
Something. What is her name?
Oh, here she is. She's on Instagram. Yeah. Sharzad. Sharzad. Should we give out her last? I don't want to.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. Sharzad Morgan.
Yeah.
And she's written a book, which is why we wanted to kind of, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, she's, here, Sharzad. What kind of name is that?
No.
Sharzad Morgan. But it says, or she said in that comment that she's an escort.
Which explains everything.
Yeah.
Because we were like, wait, why does this woman have this problem in life that these guys are just coming all over her and asking her to taste it? And well, that makes sense. If she's an escort, then she's a professional cum dealer. You know what I mean?
Don't you see it in there? Doesn't say in that comment?
No, here's what I have. That she wrote a book called Pleasure, a Memoir, and you can get it at mypleasurebook.com.
Yeah.
So just to give her a shout out, since we shit on her so hard last week.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sharzad. We didn't know you were an escort. If I knew that, then it would have changed the game.
And she has a new book coming out called What I Did for Sex and What It Can Do for You.
Oh, that's cool. Hmm. So now we thought she was like a new divorcee, maybe. And
yeah,
which
might be true also.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah. But that totally changes the whole nature of the beast here.
Yeah. And she did, she was nice enough that after we fucking absolutely shit all over this, where she said, well, thanks for the compliment on my teeth.
Yeah. She does have really nice teeth.
I know. And we complimented her. And of all the things she said, she pointed that out.
She's a nice lady.
Yeah. She's nice. She says here, mother has a bachelor of science in computer science, MBA, and she does a TM.
Hey now, just like me.
Mm-hmm. Just like Agent Jeans.
Just like Asian Jeans?
Agent Jeans.
Oh, our agent does TM.
Yeah. I'm the only one that's not on yet.
You're not on board the cult train.
No, but I'm going to do it because you guys got me both thinking about it so much.
Girl, you got me thinking about it.
Got me thinking about how much I love you. I love you.
Yeah, it's good. You should try it. Just check it out. If you like it, great.
I will try.
If not, then you don't have to wipe cum on your face.
I'm meditating right now, thinking about the cum.
Remember, didn't the white tiger say that she would like to draw in the essence?
Yes.
She would put the cum on her face and then meditate and
how
feel.
Beautiful it is. Yeah. I want to talk about the white tigress practice.
Hoding the penis.
Yeah.
Hoding.
And she was hosed by some fucking guy like the guy
Twin
that
Goddess Activation.
Yeah, Twin Goddess Activation. Some guy like that was like, you don't want to be a white tigress? And she was like, I guess.
If you get a special title like White Tigress.
Yeah, you get a White Tigress title.
Oh, do I get an award diploma?
Yeah, please.
So here's the thing. I think we should go on strike against cum.
Okay.
Well, good. If she's an escort, then yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you should always wrap that thing up.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Right. Yeah, gosh, yeah, that's a whole other. That's a whole other thing, man.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally not.
When you use escorts, do you use a condom?
Always. You can't play that game. Otherwise.
Get burned by gonorrhea. I used to say that all the time.
Yeah.
When we first started dating, and I was like, do you have any diseases I should know about? And you're like, well, I got burnt by gonorrhea one time.
Twice.
You got burnt twice?
Yeah. I did. I got burned by gonorrhea twice. It's true.
But that's bacterial, so that's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
You can treat that.
Yeah, but you still don't want it. At
Easy
least
peasy.
I didn't like it.
What's it feel like?
I don't know. It doesn't feel good. It feels better than it used to.
Good.
Yeah.
Does it hurt when you pee? Is that gonorrhea?
Yeah. Yeah, it hurts when you pee. It doesn't look good.
What's it look like?
It looks like you got an infection in your dick hole. Yeah.
What sluts gave you that?
Oh, just fucking dirty road beef, man.
Jeez, Tom.
Yeah.
I had a dream last night that you... had sex with one of my close friends.
Yeah, one of your real close friends.
I hate that because then I wake up and I'm mad at you all day, even though rationally I know I shouldn't be. Unconsciously, every time I look at you, I feel just a shiver of hate. Mm-hmm. And then I go, oh, wait, he didn't really do anything.
Yeah.
But I do hate you just a little bit
it's
today.
Cool, by the way. It's real cool. And it's happened throughout the course of our relationship. Where I would say today's definitely one of the better days.
Yeah.
There's days where you carried anger throughout the day from your dreams. Like there couldn't be a more irrational reason to be upset. And you've been like, it's fucked up. Like, you've cited your dream as the reason you're in a bad mood before.
Well, it's logical. I mean,
how?
Dreams put you in a bad mood. And then I just have to remind myself constantly that you didn't do the thing you did.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I hooked up with my friend.
Yeah.
I hope you liked it.
I did.
You gonna sext her later?
In your mind.
Whatever.
No one's hooking up with any of your friends.
You always say that. Why would you say that?
It's true.
No one's hooking up with any of your friends.
Yeah, it's true.
Why are you saying that?
Because you're fucking, your friends are Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Why would you say that? They're not dogs. They're not.
You gotta fucking.
You say that all the time.
It's like a rescue clinic.
Oh, you're my God. Just, that's so silly.
What breed are you into?
Oh my God.
Christina's got him as a friend for sure.
You're so crazy. Why? Just because I don't hang out with superficial Kardashian types.
Yeah.
Girls
that's what
that
everybody wants.
I don't hang out with girls that spend all their money on liposuction and.
How about just a good friend that looks kind of like you? Would that be such a problem?
Am I friends with any blondies? Yeah, sure. No, I'm not.
You know what I like?
That's so funny. I like grumpy brunettes. They're all my friends.
Yeah, and you know what I like, so stop fucking around.
Oh, that's right. You like blondies. Maybe there's a reason I'm not friends with any blondes, because you'll start sexting them.
Yeah, maybe those are your...
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
P.S. Speaking of texts, I got a very interesting one. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's not Salome. So to recap,
oh,
Christina changed
fuck.
Her phone number at this point, what, a year and a half ago?
Mm-hmm.
and you started at first getting job offers for a nurse.
Yeah, Shanaz. She's got a lot of nursing opportunities in Florida.
Yeah.
Boca Raton. I get the calls weekly.
We're hiring in Clearwater. And then
God,
then,
she never gets those calls.
Then out of nowhere, it was like, where are you? Aiden, where are you?
Adis,
where are you?
Yeah.
People love you still. And shit like that. And then it was like, you weren't at your AA today. And then we're like, oh.
And then there was the calls when Adis checked himself out of the rehab clinic. Yeah. And I got calls from his shrinks.
Yeah.
And it was like, Adis, you can't just check yourself out of treatment. I really need to speak with you. This is Dr. blah, blah, blah. So
and
Adis.
Then it was Salome.
And then Salome.
Yeah.
Which has slowed down. It's been months since we've gotten a Persian voicemail. And I'm like sad.
Salome knows or something. Lady knows that called Salome, I think.
Well, we don't know, because just when you lose hope with Salome.
Yeah, then she's like, Salome. I don't know Salome. That's somebody, by the way, I think I put it together, because it's an older lady.
Yeah.
It's somebody that has all her friends' phone numbers written down.
Interesting.
Every phone number in her life is written down.
Yes.
She has a digit off, and that's why.
Interesting theory. Yeah. I like that. I think it's just
every time she doesn't call, she opens her little booklet.
Her old school handwritten shit, and possibly.
It's supposed to be a 3, and it's an 8 or something, you know?
Yeah. Remember that time she told Salome to put plastic bags in the trees for the squirrels? Yes. That it wards off squirrels.
And then somebody found a photo of that. That's something that people do, you know?
Crazy people do.
Yeah, of course.
And is a squirrel problem that severe and pervasive in California?
Poor fucking squirrels, you know?
Yeah.
Trying to get some food.
What do they do? What damage do squirrels do? I mean, at least in city life, like, okay, they're kind of annoying, but...
I do have this...
wait, can I tell you what happened?
Yeah, of course.
So... For Adis, I get a phone call yesterday from an area code. I don't have friends in, like, this is not for me. And I just let it go to voicemail because I'm with little jeans and we're riding a train. It's cute. And then I get a text from the number. It says, hello. And I was like, who is this? And I write back, who is this? And this person just sends a photograph of a $20 bill with just bricks of pills.
Mm-hmm.
And writes back, Rick with the Zannies. And I was like...
Man, you know who he's looking for.
He's not looking for Salome or Shanaz.
He's looking for Adis.
Yeah. So I was tempted to write back, like, bro, this isn't Adis's phone. But then I started, my maternal instinct has kicked in.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I don't want this dealer to know that Adis has changed his number. Because then he's just going to fucking try to find him. So I'm just going to not, I'm doing radio just silence ignore. On the drug dealer.
Radio silence works.
Yeah. Let him figure this out on his own. I'm not going to help Adis get pills.
Of course.
That's a ton of Xanax, though, if you guys are.
It's a ton. It's a lot of pills.
Wow. I didn't know that's how, I mean, I'm such a square. Like, I'm not even sure what Xanax looks like, really.
Rick with the Xannies.
I'm like, this guy's
in
for it. I know,
the folded 20 and then just 100 of them in the middle.
That is awesome. So amazed. I got to really cherish that one.
Yeah, it's really great.
So that was pretty exciting news.
Yeah.
We watched a good movie last night for once.
What did we watch?
And I fell asleep. It was a good action movie.
It was fun.
With
Kingsman.
English people. Yeah, I really liked that one.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of chavs in it.
Yeah.
The lead is a chav.
Rodman. A lot of Rodman were in it.
Rodmans.
Oi, bandam, mandam. Oi.
Blood, fam.
Oi, mandam, fam. There was a couple blood and fams in there.
Really?
Yeah.
I couldn't even understand it.
The henchmen would be like, blood, why?
Like cool. That.
Yeah.
I was drinking wine last night, so I can't understand things.
Yeah, you tapped out.
Oh, yeah.
Better watch the rest of that soon. We rented it, you know.
I know. We should have bought it. It's a good one.
Told you.
We buy all the shitty movies, then we rent the good ones.
All right.
We own Jack Reacher 2, Reach All the Way Back.
Yeah, it wasn't available for shitty rent. Fuck, that movie's terrible.
Fuck that movie.
I still have not finished it. I think I'm gonna finish it I'm gonna finish it just to get angry. Watch the rest of that pile of shit. Watching that movie really makes me wish I knew Tom Cruise just so I could be call him and be like, how disappointed are you in the way this turned out?
You would not do that.
If he was my friend?
You would not do that to a friend. You don't do that to people. Do you?
No, but I feel like he's the type that would be like, he would be like, yeah, the fucking director fucked this one up.
Oh.
I feel like he would leave with that.
I think he's the kind of guy.
HBO. Oh yeah, should say that.
That he's really, because he's in a he's in Scientology.
Yeah,
and he's super positive. Like he's one of those people that you can't even say something negative.
That's true.
Well, I think it was really a positive experience because like he's one of those.
Overall, there's a lot of people that worked on it, and I'm so thankful that all of them came in my life. You know,
one of those fucking horse
people
shit.
People do that whenever people in Hollywood credit the crew.
Oh,
that's
boy.
When I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, the main thing is, I'm just happy to have this crew back, and I'm just happy that these guys get to work.
Right.
If they start doing that. You know, I'm sure that's what your main concern is.
Yeah, my eyes can't roll far back enough into my head when I hear that. That's what Garth was doing last week, where he's like, you know what's really great is that everyone gets to see the grips and the light guy. Like, no, you don't.
No one gives a shit, and neither do you.
No, yeah. You're the star, and believe me, you're the ego.
When shows get renewed, they're like, the main thing is that this crew gets to work another season. That was the main.
I'm sure.
I was so worried about like what are they gonna do? Like I'm taken care of, but like these guys, that was my main concern.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure you
wanted to make sure wardrobe still had another.
Yeah. Job. Mother Teresa of actors, huh?
I did find this from when I did get gonorrhea. The first time I got gonorrhea. Yep. It's right here. Yeah. That was me taking a piss with gonorrhea. You never had an STD at all?
Not once. I mean, who knows? We'll see what happens this year.
In college or anything
like that? No, never. Not one.
Never at Ball Stucks?
No, never. I never have, because I never had sex with strangers like you. I had sex with people that I had relationships with.
One time I had one. What happened was...
Man, I got a bad bite!
I got a bad bite and I got sick.
And you got diarrhea?
Yeah, that's true. You always knew your partners.
My suitors?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was friends with the people I fucked. I never fuck strangers, generally, as a rule.
Yeah.
Still.
I guess my numbers are pretty split on that. Some strangers, some half strangers, half I know you.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so gross. Oh, yeah. I know one of your special strangers.
You do?
You reminisce about her like once a year.
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah. You've reminisced about this one night stand. I won't say it on the air,
please.
But I'll say this. It was in a foreign country.
Oh.
See, look at your face light up.
I talk about it in my act.
Look how happy.
I talk about it in my act.
She made it into your act now?
She's in my act. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm fucking talking about. You're still reminiscing. You put her in your act now?
It's not positive.
Yeah, but you're still like ruminating about this wonderful woman you met.
I'm making a greater point when I talk about her. I'm making a bigger point.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to get into it.
No, I'm gonna have to watch your new hour now to see what's going on. I haven't watched you do stand up in a while because you've been out of we've been different cities, but wow, look at that. See, I was right. She's always on your mind, this girl.
She's not always
on my mind.
She's
so special to you in your heart.
She's not special to me.
For real, though.
For real, girl. God damn, girl. Yeah, no.
You're in my heart.
No.
What about her?
It's not her.
Do you bring out, like, what makes you...
It's not her.
Reminisce it fondly.
It's not that. I'm making a point about women giving guys the go-ahead.
Oh, my God.
And how women have to basically be more vigilant than men.
Because
if you're a guy, there's just a point where you don't rationally think. Where
now, is this the pig you got gonorrhea from?
I never got gonorrhea, babe. Jesus. No, that's just the point that I make, though. The point that I make is just about that. It's not about...
Right, and you're absolutely right, because I remember as a young woman that dudes, all they want to do is come. In you.
And she wasn't the only one who was like, yeah, don't worry about it.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
No. She wasn't the only one?
Right. I'm saying.
Which is so dangerous.
There's other floozies that I was with that were like, don't worry about it.
Hussies.
Yeah.
Heese.
Yeah.
Remember when you used to call your sisters Letty and Skunty?
Yeah, they're still saved in my phone like that.
They got so mad.
Maria was just like, whatever. Jane was like, that's disgusting. She thought this whole time, she brought this up last week. She thought this whole time I had her saved in my phone as cunt. She goes, it's just like so fucking rude. They used to call me cunty. And I go,
oh my God.
I never called you cunty.
She
was so adamant. I go, the nickname was Skunty, like a skunt.
Yeah, you dumb cunt. Did you tell her?
Yeah. And she was like, oh, really? I go, yeah. You thought it was cunt? She goes, yes.
Oh,
no, it was Skunty and Luddy.
Well, that makes sense now. I wish she was so upset about that.
Yeah. She was like, that is so fucking rude.
Gosh.
I know you're a skunt.
But now this scares me for our son, because all these hoes will be like, you can just blow loads in me. And then, yeah. Uh-oh, I'm preggers. Now your life is over and you're an 18-year-old boy or 16-year-old boy. Uh-oh.
I know.
How do you convince a young man to wear a rubber? It's got to be tough.
I don't know, man. You got to use scare tactics, I think.
That's what I was just thinking. Now, what can we say to him that'll scare him enough? Irrational. It's got to be deep. We got to start now.
We'll take him down to Skid Row. And he'll be like, all these people didn't wear condoms. Yeah. He's like, what? You start doing it like seven years old.
Early.
Which is really impressionable. And every year you're like, you want to go to No Condom Row? Like, no.
That and drugs. Yeah. Do you want to, you take pot? This is what it looks like when you take pot. You'd be homeless.
Yeah. Or pregnant. We see pregnant people like, they took pot. They took pot and they smoked drugs. And then the babies grow inside of you when you do that.
What?
Yeah, happens to guys too. Scare them.
We'll say it makes your teeth fall out.
Mm-hmm.
We'll show them to those people and be like,
yeah.
If you don't wear a condom, teeth will fall out.
Teeth fall out. Yep.
You do drugs, your teeth fall out. Yeah, it does, right. Enough. We got to get on that soon, showing him pictures.
But I will still be like,
bad things.
But it does feel really
don't
bad.
Tell him that, Stoops.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Feels good, man.
Don't. Please.
By the way, I think of anything, this is one of my favorite things that come in a while. You remember, obviously, right?
Duct tape.
Of course. Who can't?
I remember it was duct tape.
Duct tape.
Duct tape.
Duct tape.
Duct tape. So fired up.
So fired
up. Can we have Korean food after this?
You're always into Korean food.
I know, because I have to shit.
Check this out, though.
Yeah.
This is crazy, man.
I mean, he probably had every opportunity to put a brown paper poke over his head and poke holes in it, or a plastic bag, you know? But duct tape. I mean, it's just unbelievable. People don't think this really happened.
This guy,
oh my god,
robbed a place with his face wrapped in duct tape. In duct tape. Isn't that insane to you?
Something tells me drogas were responsible for that decision.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Of course. But duct tape. Duct tape, man. Duct tape.
Duct tape.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad.
And it gets even more unbelievable. During a jailhouse interview, the suspect said police have the wrong guy.
Yeah, here he is.
They call you the duct tape bandit. That's not you?
Look at me. I look like a duct tape bandit, baby. I'm not no duct tape bandit, you hear me? Live one-on-one, Ashton, Kentucky, you know this is not me. Now look, do the math, do the homework, man. I'll duct tape your ass today.
It's duct tape.
Yeah.
Duct tape. Duct tape!
This is an insane...
Police say the suspect
That's
was
totally him.
Somewhat lucky. Apparently, the bandit was sweating so much, the duct tape didn't quite stick. But, of course, he's not all that lucky. Police say they have enough evidence to make the charges stick. But
so this guy.
Yeah, that's definitely did. Duct tape.
I like his approach to denying it, though.
Hey,
man.
It's not me.
Look at me, man. Look at me. You know me, man. You know that's not me.
Live one-on-one, Ashton, Kentucky. You know this is not me.
Shit. You know,
but duct tape.
Yeah, that is a good
they
defense.
Call you the duct tape bandit.
It's unreal, man.
Shit.
Duct tape your ass today.
Judge, you know what I'm saying? Right?
Right.
That shit ain't me.
I'll tell you right now, one-on-one, man.
Is it? He said one on one?
Yeah, one on one. One on one.
I didn't know that. I thought
so.
He said live 101, like
maybe it's that.
His radio station.
Live 101, Ashton, Kentucky. You know this is not me.
I don't know what the fuck that guy's saying.
I don't know.
You're the master of accents.
But all I know is that this is another guy that's in the duct tape.
Definitely.
That is an insane. Can you imagine all things you could cover your face with? How much that would hurt to take that off? That would hurt so bad.
Yeah.
True. Don't picture just your face. What about when it's coming off the back of your
head?
Shit.
I was even worried putting on that fetish mask you were going to wear it when you wore it at the live show because I thought.
Zipping down the back. Oh.
Well, and also it's sticky.
Yeah.
I thought people put Vaseline on their hair.
Maybe.
Or something. I don't know.
But duct tape?
Duct tape.
There's no way. You pull that
no.
off. Yeah. It hurts.
It's so painful.
It hurts so bad.
Yeah. That's even a Band-Aid hurts. Could you imagine duct tape? Can I have some of your coffee? Yeah.
What's your pronoun?
Oh, just may I plug my show this week?
Please do.
So I actually spoke to a non-binary person on this week's episode of That's Deep Bro. It drops Monday night at midnight. So by the time this is up, it will be there. And it's on, I have a YouTube video. It's on my YouTube channel. So listen to That's Deep Bro. And it was pretty informative. And it makes a lot more sense now.
And I'm interested to actually hear it.
Really yeah, am. They did. I asked for the pronoun, and they did say they'd prefer to be referred to as they. So they were very kind and generous and very cool. Good sense of humor about it, too.
Yeah, that's so great.
Super cool. Check it out this week.
Just be like, hey, hi, how are you? What's your name? What's your pronoun?
So we'll check that out. That's T-Pro. All right, so big announcements. On the live date front. This week, my shows are sold out in Edmonton, Calgary, and Vancouver, British Columbia, in Canada. Here's my big add-ons I'll just tell you about. A fourth and final show has been added at the Vic in Chicago, March 19th. That is it. There's no more. Thank you, Chicago, for all your support. If you haven't gotten tickets, now is your chance. There is 3 weeks until the show, so we need to scoop those up while you can. A second show has been added April 6th in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That is a Thursday. We added a late show. A third show has been added for Portland, Oregon, May 13th. I had to move it to the next month because the original next day would have been Easter. So I'm now coming back May 13th. Meet Rattle, Washington also has a second show on that Friday. So that's an added show in Seattle. And there's going to be, there was one more show added in D.C. because those previous ones sold out. And there's one coming up that's going to be added that it's not confirmed yet, so I can't mention it. But those are all the added shows. I also promoted Green Bay today, so I know Green Bay is coming up. Bethlehem, Pennsylvania is coming up. Check those out, tomsegura.com/tour. Go to tomsegura.com. Jeans?
Gene, I'd like to also announce that That's Deep Bro has a t-shirt that you can now buy on tomsegura.com/
store.
It's up there if you want that. Thank you everybody who came out to see me this last weekend, especially during a torrential downpour in LA on the 17th. That was bananas and it was so fun. A lot of mommies. At Flappers. Thank you guys. So April 13th through 15th, Brea Improv in Brea, California. April 28th through 29th, Sacramento at the Punchline. May 4th through 5th, Fartniks, Arizona at Stand Up Live. And then May 19th through 20th, Jew Dork Titties at Gotham Comedy Club. June 1 through 3, Denver Comedy Works at the Downtown One. June 16th through 17th, Manfriend Disco at the Punchline. Tickets at thousandranch.com.
You got a bunch of shit coming up.
Well, I got something coming up. You know what I mean? I can't announce it. It's coming up.
You got a bunch of
finally shit fucking coming up, guys. After years.
That's great, Jeans.
I can't announce it officially. But
yeah, but that's really great.
I know. I'm so excited. It's about time.
Yeah.
There were so many mommies that came out. The LA mommies really represented.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Go to thousandranch.com and buy some tickets to see those big, mushy purples.
There you go.
He really enunciates.
Yeah.
Your dad's got a broadcaster's voice.
Thousandranch.com.
Those big, mushy purples.
Yeah.
He really says it well.
Yeah.
You're very handsome. I love you.
Thank you. I love you, too. I'd like to be with you. I want to be with you.
Don't give me gonorrhea. Don't fuck my friends.
Dude.
Don't you have bad dreams about me and then hate me a little bit the next day?
I've had, yes, but not, it's never carried in because I've woken up and been like, oh, that was a dream.
Yeah, but it's unconscious. It's just, I can't help it, Gene. Gene. Yeah. Gene's my new favorite.
Unless you make some new friends, you have nothing to worry about because no one's going to be.
Come on, stop it. No, you don't like my friends because they're not blondes.
No one's going to the dog pound.
Oh my God. They're not dogs. They're just brunettes. They're all grumpy brunettes.
Dude, we're just having too
much
fun.
Chill
out. The question I get asked all the time is, what makes Malnati's pizza so different? And it's not really that easy of a question to answer without going into a little bit of detail.
Oh, no, please
don't. Let's go behind the scenes and take a look at what we do with our cheese, what we do with our dough, what we do with our tomatoes to make this pizza unique. Our cheese is an important piece of the puzzle. It's the middle child, bridging the gap between the crust and the topping. It's the glue that holds it all together. It's delicious. It is a beautiful thing to watch a master cheesemaker preside over a new cheese.
Cheesemaker.
And just watch every step of the way to make sure it's perfect. And they have made us great.
Great.
When we talk about mozzarella cheese, we're talking about a product that needs to be creamy.
Duh.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the fucking say?
Well, it's I don't know.
This cheese guy, good.
His cheese is really fucking. I do want to try it now, right? Don't you think this guy's probably. It's probably pretty good, right?
What? Do we know the. Is this LA? No.
No.
Somewhere in the Midwest.
It's creamy, buttery, and.
Oh, look at that little Tutti Rudy.
Malnati's?
Ew, stop really it. Good. Stop it.
Really, really good.
You're annoying.
I mean, he's really good.
He's a dad bone.
Stop it,
good. Really good.
Stop it.
Yeah, it's Malnati's.
That's gross.
Yeah, it's gross.
It was super boring, and it's
was boring, and he's a boner.
It was an exciting topic that he made boring. How's that possible? You can make pizza
boring.
That's
what we look for.
My favorite one of these was the one we did at the live show where she's like, dry ponds. Now, you may have heard of dry ponds.
Yeah, dry
ponds. But the dry ponds in this dry pond is a dry pond.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
A dry pond is where there used to be water. It's also, it was like really obvious. It was like, you know, when there's water, but then there isn't. Now it's a dry pond. Like, yeah, now I got it. Yeah. It was so boring.
And dry ponds can be either dry or ponds, but they're not both dry ponds. You're like, what are you talking about?
So when the water goes away, now it's a dry pond. You're like, yeah, that's how you do it. Teaching us about dry ponds.
Can we talk about sinkholes for a minute?
Yeah.
I don't understand what's happening with the sinkhole.
Why don't you understand?
Well, we had a huge storms in LA this last weekend, and then in Studio City, they said there was a sinkhole, and that just means that the earth just collapses and sucks in everything around it?
Well, in that particular area, I mean, the answer is simply yes. There was a sinkhole that it opened on the street level, and below it was, you know, the, what's it called? Like the water. What is it that runs through underneath?
Like the flood or whatever.
Yeah, the tunnel, I forget what it's called.
Okay.
But anyways.
Sewer?
Yeah, it was like sewage lines, basically. Like an open flood. So the water, it was raining so much that I guess that area was just susceptible to it. Swallowed two cars. Did you see that?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So basically it gets.
But sometimes there's sinkholes.
I don't understand.
Like in that area, it was above like a functioning sewage system line.
Okay, so then it breaks down
it sucks in.
Okay.
But there are sinkholes that happen just, you know, terrain opens up.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like when we used to live by the beach, I would walk to the ocean.
There was one time on the beach.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Like just out of nowhere, the sand collapses and you're like, how does that even, why and how does that even happen?
Yeah, we're just, shit is,
just crazy.
Just crazier than motherfucker, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Foo.
This
shit is cray. Yeah.
We need a boring video to explain sinkholes to us.
Let's look one up. Let's see. I bet you there is one.
Foo. What you talking about? Crazy.
Let's see. Let's go. This one seems very...
Earth scientists have discovered evidence in rock layers to date Earth's history on a geological time scale at about 4.6 billion years old.
Sorry.
These scientists have shown that Earth's systems have internal and external energies that continue to alter the various land structures of Earth. These energies or forces can be constructed from this map of the United States. Sinkholes occur in different regions all across the USA and beyond worldwide.
Okay. Did you see that one?
This one's called How Scary Sinkholes.
Sinkholes are freaky.
Thank you.
They can happen at any time.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Even during our intro.
This guy's going to break it down.
Yeah.
We're going to learn.
Words I can understand.
Tracy here for DNews, people. And sinkholes are now on my list of things I fear most. Right under trapped by a wildfire and above giant spider attacks.
Prison?
Sinkholes! This Prison's week, a man scarier. Was asleep in bed in his Florida home when right. suddenly wow. the earth gave way under his house.
That's what I'm saying.
It was a sinkhole. He screamed for his brother, who rushed in to save him, but even with those few seconds, it was too long.
God.
He was beyond help. I know the best way to get over a fear of something is to get to know it, so here goes.
All right.
Sinkholes happen when the bedrock of the earth is slowly worn away by erosion. It's particularly common in places that are built mostly on limestone because it's so susceptible to that erosion. Under the topsoil is a layer called the overburden. Then under that is bedrock, which sounds tough and solid, but it's actually filled with cracks and crevices that water is constantly wheedling
See, the
away.
Water.
Fuck the water.
As the water eats
huh.
away at the rock, the
fuck.
Water starts to fall down into the space left behind.
So wait a minute.
The now fucking wait, water no, comes no, in, huh? No,
wait, are you saying?
Psh, not even.
You saying, like, if it wasn't so much water, then it wouldn't
yeah.
collapse?
We got to deport the water.
It's raining too much, man.
We got to get rid of all the water, round it up.
Oddly enough, everyone's always complaining about a drought here.
Yeah.
And it fucking rains. And the sinkhole forms.
At the surface is a thin crust of soil. Until a person walks over it, of course, because it all collapses. Sinkholes! So in 2010, scary. Guatemala City was hit by Hurricane Agatha, and after being slammed with 45-mile-an-hour winds, the rain finally proved too much and caused this gaping hole to swallow an entire Whoa. Factory. The thing is 60 feet across and like 100 feet deep. It looks Photoshopped, but it most definitely
Whoa,
is not.
Dude.
Scary.
Whoa.
Luckily, no one was injured. Guatemala
what,
City is built
dude?
On ancient volcanic ash and pumice, just kind of like gravel. And when it erodes, this happens.
That's nuts.
And it could happen anytime. Anytime a hard rain comes or whatever, there's nothing they can do. Sinkholes.
Yeah.
Sinkholes aren't always caused by rain or nature. Sometimes humans screw things up. We're pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Broken sewer pipes, flooded mines,
well, that's what you said.
Underground
Broken
exploits
sewer
have
pipe.
All been known to cause...
But you know what's crazy, too, is like there's always this illusion that everything's fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry about stuff.
Oh,
like
we're
that.
In constant chaos.
But at any moment, you know, it's a weird way about how the earth, the world, even in modern times, is susceptible to its origins. In other words, the natural state.
That's deep, bro.
No matter how many buildings
right.
you put with... you know, big
right, bro.
Jumbotron signs. You
Don't.
Go like, well, now it's modern. But like,
no,
the earth can still open up and swallow you.
That's right, bro. That's fucking deep as fuck. And you're right.
Yeah.
Because we can build technology. We can say that we have control. We have no control over Mother Nature.
Yeah.
She can fucking
zero.
Do a tornado, make a tornado, fucking earthquake, dude. Forget it.
Yeah.
Good luck with your fancy freeways and your buildings when that shit happens.
When the earth opens up.
That's what's up,
as you're
bro.
Taking a walk.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
No shit. I remember in the big earthquake in 1994 when that happened here in LA, freeways just collapsed on top of freeways. And guess what? If you're fucking under it, like, you're just dead. You're gone.
Of course you're dead.
Doesn't
I know.
Matter.
I have, you know, the one thing about that is it's much scarier is that they're sudden. I lived through a bunch of hurricanes.
Oh, I hate that.
Florida.
That's terrifying.
At least you have warnings, you know. The warnings, that changes a lot because they're like, a hurricane is coming, and then you're just fucking dumb if you're around for it.
But, why do people stay? Because, like, there are people
well,
that fucking
Well, I've learned
stay.
Over time, and it's a mixture of dumb people
yeah.
and poor people.
Oh.
Because poor people really think about, like, I don't have the means to
true.
Travel or stay somewhere.
True.
I never thought about that for a long time, but it is true. But then there are dummies. Like, there are ones who are like, I don't give a fuck. You know what? I didn't get killed last time. Like, shit like that. And then they stick around and die.
Like,
and
don't then, yeah. risk it.
Yeah, they risk it.
And then they just get screwed. I wish we could. I mean, they've trying forever.
Yeah.
They've been trying forever to develop an earthquake system. Like, they could give us warning at least, like, a few minutes.
Yeah.
Because that would help tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
But you're just fucking screwed, dude.
It's fucking, yeah. It's a nightmare.
That's why I don't like doing much. I feel like the less I do, the safer I am.
The better you can do is like just stay home all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Our house is super safe. We're safe in here, I feel like.
I think so, unless there's a sinkhole beneath us.
Fuck.
Start thinking about that every night. Put that in your dreams. Put me with one of your friends having sex in a sinkhole in your dreams.
Oh my God.
Get real scared.
The good news is you have life insurance.
God, please make some better looking friends.
Babe, they're all good looking. They're just brunettes.
No.
You like blondes?
Nah, you got a bunch of fucking
What about not true.
Whenever
what
I
about
hear
your,
that, I'm like, oh, your friends are here.
What about your dog pound? Your fucking dog friends. Man. All your friends are Bowsers too.
I got GQ squad is my
friends. Oh, bullshit.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
The BDGQ, the big gentleman's quarter.
You guys are all derelicts. The hobo squad. That's your fucking squad.
That's what you're into. You like homeless. That. You like that hobo.
I am actually more into
it. Do it for you.
Hobo squad.
Whenever I see a hobo looking guy, I'm like, my wife would like you. Come over. Do it for you, man. Just like the gays.
Stupid.
It's just like the gays.
I was like, would you ever want to date your mom? Yes. I hope those people fall into singles, the dum-dums.
You want to see a dad boner lightning strike guy?
Always.
Oh, yes! 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 We got it, baby! We got it! We got it! Woo! Woo! We got it! Yes! Listen to that! Listen to that!
I love it.
Oh, baby!
I know. Excited Dads is my favorite thing.
Me
man.
Too. Blue Band, can you put a compilation together of all Excited Dad footage that we've had?
So many Excited Dads.
We need a master compilation of this shit.
I know.
Oh, again! Again! That's a twofer! That's a twofer, baby! Yeah. Yes! That's a twofer! Twofer, baby!
This guy's,
oh, my goodness!
Is he a professional?
Yes!
He's a professional lit.
I don't know.
And he's like, he looks like he's in a broadcasting kind of jacket, you know? Like,
right.
Like, and he's outside. It's snowing like crazy. I mean, there's, I don't know how much snow is on the ground. And there's lightning. And that's his reaction every time he sees lightning.
Lightning.
Yes, again. That's a three. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. Parak.
Why is he so stoked about lightning?
And it seems like it's a television guy.
Yeah.
Right? There's somebody behind him. And
yeah, he's lit and stuff. Yeah. It's not like a home video.
This isn't a home video.
No.
Have really picked up in
here. Yeah,
he's a and there's another one. That's number. You got to be kidding me. Wow.
How can this guy have a job? How does he have a job?
It looks terrible out there. I would go inside.
Yeah, it's horrible.
You can have your $500 million jackpot in Powerball or whatever the heck it was, but I'll take this, baby. Four lightning strikes, four episodes of Thunder Snow.
Okay. Thunder Snow, huh?
That's his show.
That's his jam.
Thunder Snow?
These people watch lightning strike.
He would rather not have a half a billion dollars, he just said, right, than see lightning strike. You can have your jackpot. I just saw lightning strike four times.
Yeah, I don't feel like it's that exciting. I feel like I've
it's
seen it.
It's definitely not that exciting.
No.
I mean, I'm excited for him.
Yeah.
But I'm not that excited.
Neither am I.
I would stab him in front of his children to get $500 million.
So would I.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
I mean, this is just a total change. Literally within an hour. Was that another one? Was that? Oh, my good. Dude, that's number six. You got to be kidding me.
He's so stoked.
Dude, I'm telling you, this is Chicago. Postel, this is Chicago all over again. We're just sitting in the middle of it.
Just like all over. So he's already.
Wow. I've never seen someone get this excited about lightning.
It's really exciting for him. There's nothing more exciting on earth than that.
What is there anything you could get this stoked about? I mean,
God,
let me think.
It's like he has one passion, and it's fucking lightning.
That's his jam.
Yeah.
You know what I'd be excited about?
Oh, my goodness. Dude, that's number six.
Like the
oh, baby.
I'd like to see the Aurora Borealis.
Yeah, but there's
in
nothing
Alaska. That'd be cool.
That you ever react like. I mean, I've seen you go about them. I'm trying to think.
I get excited about the dads.
Yeah, you get excited about seeing them. But I don't know if there's anything that you feel that passionate about.
Like that? Like that. Like that time I met Kim Deal from the Pixies was pretty amazing. I was really excited about that.
You're fun to surprise because you get excited on surprises.
Yeah.
One time I flew your friend out.
That was the best day ever.
You got really excited.
That was the most exciting time.
Yeah.
That was super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good surprise.
Yeah.
That was so clever.
She's cute, by the way.
She's totally cute.
I know.
Are you kidding me?
She doesn't live here, you know?
You can't bang her?
Exactly.
Fly around and bang her.
Exactly. I'm talking about your accessible dog pound.
You're so stupid. Which one of your friends is a winner?
Dude, they're all.
Which one of your friends is a big catch?
Let me see.
Huh?
They're all fucking.
Your friends?
Was that another one? We got it! Woo!
Fucking nerd.
Yeah, he's a super nerd.
What can super I? Nerd. I'm not. I mean, Brussels, Griffon. I'm so. Our son.
Mm.
But even, like, what could Ellis do that would make me that?
Yeah, no. The boy makes us pretty excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, with good reason.
Yeah.
But no, I don't see us. I don't know. I definitely don't get. You always make fun of me for not getting excited.
You have no feelings. Or,
that's not true that I have no feelings.
You don't have excitement or.
You've seen me get excited watching football games.
No, there was. Yes. You know what you get excited about? Yeah, football, killers, like serial killer murder shows.
No, I don't get excited about them.
You never get. I mean, it's literally like, hey, Tom, I'm pregnant. And you're like, oh, yeah?
No, that's also a lie. Night. You're a fucking liar. You exaggerate. You're
you weren't as excited
news.
As
fake
I...
Fake news of fake news.
You weren't as excited as I thought you'd be when I announced, like, pregnancy. You were like,
what?
Oh, that's great, yeah. And then, I know, you're like, great, yeah, all right, I'm going to barbecue. And then you barbecued.
What?
You went outside and you barbecued.
That's not true.
Yeah.
I didn't go, that's great news, I'm going to barbecue. That's not how
you
it went.
You went, oh, neat.
I didn't say that. No.
You didn't get super stoked, and then you're like, all right, and then you just started barbecuing,
you're
I remember.
You're so full of shit.
What do you get? You don't get excited. No, you like rappers and stuff. Like, you get stoked when you meet rappers. Not like that, but.
Yeah, I get excited. Come on. I got excited when we found out we were having a baby. I was like,
oh, baby!
That. Okay.
That's how I was.
Joy.
Please act like I wasn't excited.
Please.
Speaking of babies, what's this? Someone said in a baby doing this. Let's see how it is.
Okay. I'm discussing this stuff, doing stuff.
Good kid.
This baby just glassing.
Just glassing and stuff. All right.
Is that Tanya? I don't know. Tanya sent that
it's
in, maybe?
Yeah, it's just Tanya.
Okay.
Excellent work, Tanya.
Yeah.
Getting them young.
I'm discussing this stuff, doing stuff.
It's a cute kid.
Cute kid.
Doing stuff.
Cute little glassing kid.
Totally.
Oh, so apparently this is you.
God.
Doing stand-up.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. Whatever it is, it's stupid.
Having vocal fry.
Oh, shut the front door.
Yeah. Let's see what it says here.
Oh, stop it.
Someone
please
submitted
don't.
Submitted evidence of Christina's vocal fry.
Oh, stop it.
Snippets of her old stand-up.
I don't want to watch it.
Okay,
you're so shitty.
I won't put it up, but let's do here for a second.
Please don't.
Wait, let's see if you have vocal fry.
Oh my god, please don't play whatever you're
gonna. It went like this.
Okay, fine. Great. There's my vocal fry.
So you had it there.
Well, I was probably
it went like this.
I was probably going low in the register to do
right.
a joke about right. like that.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, that's on a punchline.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
Now I have the video. Would you like to see the video?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't want to see the video.
You have
old stand up especially. I don't want to see.
So painful.
Yeah,
so
I'm not painful. The kind of person that enjoys everything I do.
Bangs,
that's so old.
I love your
that's
bangs.
It's like 10 years old, babe.
I love your bangs.
That's when we lived in the Rampart Division. I had bangs.
Let's take a quick
No, I don't want to watch my old jokes.
Let's
Please
take
don't.
A quick
You're an look. Asshole and I'm going to get you back. If you do it, we're watching your first year. I'm going to find it. You've got all your stand up by the way. You've every fucking thing you've ever done
that's
on
horrible.
CD or VHS.
Can we do this though?
No.
Let me finish my sentence.
Whatever it is, no.
No, that's not okay. Can we pull it up and pause it just so I can look at you? So I can look at your hair.
You're lying because I know
no,
what
I won't.
You'll do.
Here, look.
I've known you for 12 years.
I'll mute it. So it's muted.
What's muted? The volume on the
volume?
Clip?
I just want to look at your hair.
Oh my God. It's so embarrassing. This was a bad Oh, I had good teeth though. And look at those gold earrings. What phase was I going through? God, that's so old.
I love that hair. And I
like
those
earrings. Look how skinny I was. I was wearing a nameplate my mom gave me from Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah.
I was wearing big gold hoop earrings. God, I was going through like a, some kind of, I was wearing Rockaware a lot that year for some reason. I don't know what kind of phase this was.
Man.
Yeah. I looked good though.
You look great.
Skinny, tan. This is when we first started dating.
You look great.
It's like 10 years ago, boo.
God damn.
Wait, more. This
really?
Is when I was, we first started dating. I went to Korea this year to do stand-up.
You went to Korea after we, I mean, not more than 10
but
years.
This is right when I was working as a writer still.
You look good.
I was working at a bakery, I don't want to say the name of the company, but I was working as a writer.
I got my spank bank ready to go.
Great.
Nice.
Bangs are not a good look for me.
I thought they were great. I love those bangs.
Are you fucking serious?
100% serious. Yes, I like them.
They're
a lot.
Really uncomfortable.
I don't care about that. I care that it looks really
good. It looks
like
so
lame. How is it uncomfortable?
It's uncomfortable because they grow past your eyebrows really fast.
Oh, right.
And then you have to constantly get them trimmed.
Yeah.
It's like the never ending quest to keep your bangs the right length. Mm-hmm. And if they get too long, then they're in your eyes. It sucks.
Oh, man.
You got hair in your face all the time with bangs. What was I thinking? A nameplate?
I don't know.
Oh, that was the time Sex and the City was big and everyone was wearing one because Sarah Jessica Parker had one.
Look at your tit situation.
That is so old. My tits were great. You know why? They weren't that big. They were C's. Because I was skinnier. I was about 10 pounds lighter than I am now.
Yeah.
And my tits were manageable. Maybe D's, 1D.
Yeah.
Tan. No wrinkles yet. Oh, man, that was a good time. Look how cute I was back then.
You're confident, too. Look at how you're, for that long ago, you're super confident.
You think?
I could tell. God, we're not even listening to it.
I hated myself. Yeah.
I could tell, like, the way that you're performing.
I was wearing
like,
Rock-A-Wear. That's a Rock-A-Wear jacket.
Look at that fucking eye contact. Jesus.
This was a disaster. This comedy time.
Oh, God.
So these people.
Don't remind me.
Would tape your sets, and everyone signed away their rights 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And if you bombed that night, they didn't care.
They didn't give a shit.
So, and then you'd ask them, can you take that fucking down? They're like, nope, you signed the paperwork. Yeah. And they fucked over so many comics who ate shit on
comedy
time. And
they also stream it now. So they get paid on that.
Such fucking turds. I would never do that again. But we didn't know. It was like the beginning of the internet when people were putting stand-up up.
Yeah.
We didn't know.
Sign it away.
Yeah.
Yep.
So bad.
Scumbags.
Total scumbags.
Scumbag.
Well, I'm glad I had Vocal Fry on their fucking thing.
Yeah.
Comedy time. Douchebags.
I don't know. So that was sent in.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for scouring the internet, finding shit 20 years ago and road rules or 10 years ago.
This here is a, looks like this lady seems to have accidentally taken the wrong drink at Starbucks. In other words, they put something, I think she took the wrong one, and
oh,
she
no.
fucking loses her mind.
Right, that's like, yeah.
You know, like, first drink, second drink, third drink, third drink, fourth drink, fifth drink.
Look at everybody else's face.
They're like fucking white people.
She's having a panic attack.
Dude, white people are the worst.
Yeah.
That's another such assholes.
That's a great title for a special, too.
White people are the worst?
Yeah.
I'm writing it down.
Yeah. It's a really good title.
You got it. Let's see.
Holy shit.
She's mentally ill, definitely. Yeah.
So do you understand? I understand, I think, what happened now.
Yeah.
She said, you said that the next drink was going to be mine. So, and then it was a second drink and a third drink. So they keep saying, like, your drink's coming.
Oh.
But your drink, she's...
How did your drink never came?
Yeah. And look at this person right here.
This is the best.
Laughing, like, look at this psycho.
Yep.
Worried about
stupid
a fucking
white bitch.
Drink.
Yeah.
Starbucks. Like,
crazy person.
Yeah. And that Starbucks employee, you got to give credit, is like really patient, really understanding.
Great company.
Yeah.
I've always loved
it. Because part of you wants to go like, hey, are you fucking serious right now? That you're freaking out? That I said your drink was next and it's not? You see these cups? Yours is one of these. Chill the fuck out.
I know. It's called
she
displaced
just,
anger.
Just takes she just take one of those 160-degree cups and just throw in that lady's face. That was your drink. The fuck out of here.
Lick
with
it
that
up,
shit.
Bitch.
Yeah.
She's got other problems. You can tell by the outfit. Something's
I feel
not
like
right.
This type of behavior is tolerable in about 7 countries in the world. And everywhere else,
oh, yeah.
Somebody just sticks a straw in your neck.
Yeah.
Just like, drink out of that, bitch.
Well, yeah. Could you imagine doing this in like in Guatemala where the sinkhole happened? They'd be like, what? Why are you stressing? You're
somebody
retarded.
Would yell at you, throw you on the street.
There you out. Arrest you.
Yeah.
Crazy person.
Someone would beat you and no one would stop it, you know?
No.
And then when the police came, someone would be like, that bitch was going crazy about her drink, so I kicked her. And they'd be like, okay.
Yeah, because I don't even think in like Eastern Europe, this shit would never
Hell
happen.
No.
In Hungary or Budapest, if you didn't get your drink right, they'd be like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as the customer being right in other countries, by the way. That is what the problem is that the customer is always right. And that is a lousy mantra.
It's a stupid mantra.
They're not always right, dude. And if you've worked in customer service, you fucking know that there's a lot of crazy people out there.
Too crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what's going on here. No, customer's not right.
Lucy, calm down. She's definitely crazy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now she's going to fucking email us this week. I saw that I was on your podcast and I was very excited. And you made me look bad.
And then you have another one for...
Can I admit something?
Are you sure? Yes. Because yes. You can just start. Yes. And what's this? No, it's okay.
Are you sure?
No.
I'm allowed to share. I don't need to wait. No, you're told.
She's making me so crazy. I can't even handle it.
I know.
Anymore.
But can I tell you something?
Mm.
Like, honestly, deep down, yeah. when that happens to me, I panic a little too. And I'm
really?
Like, when's my drink coming? Like when see other people getting theirs before you and you know you were here before them.
It's definitely something you recognize and a feeling, but reacting like that's not
you
okay.
Don't, I don't let it out, but yeah. I have it. I do
oh,
have
yeah, of
it.
Of course.
I have panic about it. You're like,
but that's what you do is your eyes are like, and then you go, is mine like that?
is there one there for Christina?
Is there a Tom? And then yeah. They go, what is yours? You're like, it's, I think it's that cup. It's that ice cup.
Totally.
Oh, yeah. We'll be there in a minute. Okay. You don't go like... You don't do that.
No, because that's too far.
That was a child's temper tantrum.
Yeah.
You know? That's how children react. You know?
That's how I feel. I feel that way 100%.
4-year-olds feel like that.
Right. But then as an adult, you go, oh, that's not appropriate.
Yeah.
You can't react that
this
way.
This dead face. I'm like, mm-hmm.
That's so great.
Mm-hmm. You thought that was yours and now you're fucking flipping out. Uh-huh.
Crazy white lady. That is, by the way, another crazy white lady thing. Crazy white lady. Okay, writing that down. Yep. I like crazy white lady. That's pretty funny, actually.
Oh, I guess I would play a couple
crazy
of
white lady's good
before we leave.
But I need to have a joke about it.
Yeah, I know.
You can't just have a
cool... But you know, you fill your mind with different idea names, you know, and then you figure out...
Crazy white lady.
White people are the worst. Is really
white people are terrible. They really are the reason everything sucks. It's so true. We try to culturally dominate everybody else. We think we're the best.
Yeah,
we're just douchebags. Yeah. We've ruined the world. Absolutely.
Hey, Mommy, how's it going? Good, just glassing. I mean, I'm saying, I just get a medium iced coffee with toasted almond, coconut. Could you just fluid bond that with some skim milk? And I'm gonna be fat like Bert and get whipped cream on top.
Okay.
And could you just fill it up and seal it shut?
Sure.
Awesome. And that's it.
Sure.
Thanks, Sheens.
That was
wow.
Exemplary. That was Sammy.
Sammy.
Holy shit. That sounded scripted.
Yeah, it was great.
She got so many in there.
So many.
She closed it on fill it up and seal it shut. Ugh. Can you fluid bond that?
Amazed. And he, like, the timing was perfect.
He didn't do like, what? He's like, yep. Nope. Problem. Yep. You got it. That was perfect. Thank you, Sammy.
Wow.
Jerry here.
I see your Jack Munchie meal, and I was wondering if that comes high and tight or if only in the medium size.
Sorry?
I said I was glassing in my hammock, and I see your Jack Munchie meal.
In my hammock.
And I was wondering if that comes high and tight or just in medium.
It's just one size.
Just one size? Okay, I'll take that one size.
And which one is going to be?
I'll take the chicken and tender double pump classic.
Chicken and tater?
Yeah, that'll be it.
And what size of drink will you drink?
I'm the water champ, well, the interim water champ, so I'll take a water and I'll take a Powerade.
So it's a bottle of water and a Powerade in the side?
Can you do the water in a cup?
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
Thank you.
So it's a Powerade. What flavor?
What flavors do you have, Jeans?
Cherry, lime, raspberry, orange, grape, strawberry, lemon, and fruit punch.
Definitely do cherry.
All right.
Cherry.
That'll be a maze.
Anything else?
I don't want to be fat like Bert, so yeah, that'll be it.
Amazing. That's Jerry. Here's Zach.
Okay, hey, Lurk. Can I get the 4 for $4 deal?
It's always
with the junior
crazy.
Bacon cheeseburger.
So
always
funny.
Crazy to hear that.
And a Coke high and tight.
Coke.
Yes, please.
Okay, my sauce with the nuggets.
Some ranch.
Okay.
That's going to do it.
596 at the window. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jeans. Love you.
The Hey Hitler.
Fuck, man. Just. I know. The Hitlers are just... And he did one of those... Sometimes people go like, hey, look, like that. Yeah. Like it's real, like kind of like, kind of hide it.
Yeah.
He did a clear one, you know?
Full.
Okay, hey, Hitler, can I get a.
So, that's like on that super cut, that guy goes, thank you, Hitler.
It gets me every time. It never gets old for me.
I know.
I could watch these all day.
Oh, somebody did one of these.
Hey, Mommy, can I get a Bristol stool chart number 2 sausage-shaped lumpy?
Whoa.
Yep, number 2.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Jeans.
Wow.
Hey, can I ask you something? Would you ever date your mom? Would you ever date your mom? I mean, it's just like the gays, dude. It's just like some crazy people out there thought that. Yeah.
You mean as in?
Well, they were in love.
Like date someone like your mom.
No, I'm talking about dating your mother.
I don't know if you can. Date
you can.
Do you date your
mom? They said, no, I would not date my mom.
Okay, well, would you date your dad?
Hell no, I wouldn't.
Answer, then I would say no.
You say no?
Yeah.
Okay,
like,
I'll mark.
Physically dating.
All right. I will mark you down as a no.
Thank you very much.
I mean, the woman that gave birth to you, that nurtured you in her womb.
Yeah, once you come out of that, there should be no going back.
Yeah, you don't go. Yeah. I say the same.
Like, you've got an appetite on you.
I'm hungry. Oh, God, he makes some crazy browns. All right, thanks, Hitler.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Man.
She threw in a thanks, Hitler.
Rachel and Sean, she ran into what people are not used to running into, which is somebody engaging.
A person.
Yeah. Instead of somebody being like, no.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't, or whatever. He was like, wait, what? And he was like a really thoughtful, articulate guy who was like, what are you saying?
Yeah, what are you saying? How is it like the gays?
Yeah. Exactly. That guy didn't throw that away. He was like, that is the dumbest thing that you could possibly say. Because it is.
It is. It is the dumbest.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why it's the dumbest comparison. So that guy goes, how is that like? Which is exactly what you should think when somebody says it's like the gays.
But I love how she really plays it off, and she was like, it is wrong. It's what some people say. Like, really was like,
well,
no,
she
it's
sold herself like asking the question. In other words, she made it seem like it's a worthwhile. She's like, well, they're saying
there, it's a debate. Yeah, but it's like, a debate like, in the world.
I'm going to mark you down as a no.
right. Yeah. She's taking a survey.
Holy shit.
Genius level.
Yeah, that was
genius.
That was really
Sammy. That's her name? Sammy and Sean, I think it said.
I don't know.
Genius
it said,
level.
Hey, Mommy.
No, Rachel. Sorry, Rachel. Rachel and Sean.
Yeah.
Genius. Really good stuff.
And then this came.
I'm taking a survey.
Hi, welcome to Wendy's. Go ahead and order whenever you're ready.
Could I please get a number 2 in the mouth through a hammock, just the sandwich? A number 1, cheese and ketchup only, Subert sized. With a Throatzilla to drink.
We don't have Coke Zero in the drive-thru, only regular Coke.
Oh, that's fine.
All right, and I'm sorry, what did you say about the fries?
Subert sized, please.
You want regular size?
Subert sized.
Our largest size is large, does that work?
Oh, yeah, yep.
Okay. Anything else?
Oh, my God.
Hitler, 5-piece nugget.
Yeah, 4 or 6.
Oh, sorry, I'm not glassing, I can't see.
Okay. Which would you like?
Just a 6.
6? Any
thoughts
on that?
Bert's going to want lots of ranch, please.
Lots of ranch.
Yep.
All right. Anything else?
Nope. That'll do.
All right. And did you want anything special on the double?
No, thanks.
Okay. All right. That'll be 1547 at the first window.
Thanks, Mommy.
Unreal.
Subert size.
Subert, and then stuck with it.
Yeah.
Didn't go with large.
No. Super. That was amazing.
She's like, I think large is the
And then he said the, what was the other one he died that was good?
Throatzilla. Yeah, that was crazy.
She goes, Coke Zero? We don't have that.
God, that's amazing. This is a, I'm taking a shit, homie. by Ramsey McQueen as our closing song.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was a lot of fun today. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Gene.
We enjoyed you, as always. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
It's Fluid Bond soon.
YourMom'sHousePodcast.com, ThousandRanch.com, TomSegura.com. We'll see you next time. Thanks, mommies.
This dude... This kid crawls under a stall
in
the bathroom. But I'm thinking that look in his eye is revealing.
He's touched?
I think so.
Either he's touched or he's on drugs. Like he's tweaking on something and he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
You'd never crawl under a stall.
I'm taking this shit, homie. Hey, what you doing? What you doing? Hey, what you doing? What you doing, homie? Hey.
What are you doing?
Hey, my boy, I'm taking this shit, dog. I'm taking this shit. Boy, I'm taking this shit, dog. I'm taking this shit. What you doing, my boy? I'm taking this shit, homie.
He's definitely taking a shit.
I actually can't believe how much this kid kept it together. That's taking a shit. I think 98% of the population would not be able to view it this way. I know I would.
I would. I'd be like, dude, I'm shitting. I'm shitting. I'm taking this shit, homie. Dude, I'm shitting. Bro, I'm shitting. All right, here comes Ron.
Hey, what you doing? What you doing? Hey, what you doing? What you doing, homie? Hey, what you doing? What you doing?
What are you doing?
Hey, my boy, I'm taking this shit, dog. I'm taking this shit. Boy, I'm taking this shit, dog. I'm taking this shit. What you doing, my boy?
Taking
this shit, homie.
I'm taking a shit. You're taking a shit. It's kind of scary because at the end, the guy that crawled under the stall is really close to the camera.
Yeah.
He didn't walk that way. He didn't walk towards the door. He walked towards the camera. And then it abruptly stops. So.